Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I read a book one time about a lady that said she had an experience of being caught up to heaven. And that has happened. And she talked about the things that she saw and what had happened and went on for a long time. And then she said she started feeling so bad. She started feeling, what is that? She's thinking, what is that? Oh, what is that? And realized she was back in her body. See, we're used to it because that's all we've known. But oh, friend, we're going to find some freedom when these bodies are no longer mortal. They're going to be changed, hallelujah, into immortality, incorruptible. Never again to hurt or to be weak or to be sick or to age. Never again. I'm looking forward to that. I'm so glad I'm saved, aren't you? Well, but Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses are in heaven. And if we could transport them down, if the Lord would translate them down to Faith Life Church in Branson tonight, and we could put a microphone and say, Father Abraham, many Christians in the earth do not believe it's God's will for them to be prosperous and rich. They believe it's God's will for some people to be middle income and a lot of people to be broke. And it's just God's will. And we don't know why, but that's just the way it is. Do you believe that? What was your personal experience when you walked with God? Abraham knew a God who gave him the blessing. Abraham knew a God who made him very rich in gold and silver and cows and stuff, right? Yeah. On and on and on. If we put the mic in Isaac's face and say, Isaac, you know, many do not believe in prosperity in Christendom today. What do you believe? What was your experience with God? He knew a God who made him rich to start off his life. Yeah. I mean, he started life as a multi-billionaire with a pretty wife. That's what he knew about God. He knew a God who blessed him 100-fold in 1 year. That's the kind of God he knew. We said, Jacob, what kind of God did you know? Is he a God of prosperity or is he a God of poverty? What kind of God is he? Jacob knew a God who brought him from a stick. Right? He had to run away from home because he was a liar and a deceiver, a thief. Right? Amen. Through deception, stole his brother's blessing and birthright. A thief and a liar with a stick. That's how he started. He knew a God who revealed himself to him one night when he was sleeping on the ground with his stick. He said, I'm the God of your grandpa and your daddy. I'm the God who keeps covenant. And I'll bless you. I'm going to give you all this land you're laying on. He knew a God. He went over with a stick. He came back with two companies of family and employees and cows you couldn't count. Gold and silver. He knew a God who brought him from being a liar and a thief to being a prince with God. Hallelujah. What about Joseph? If we said, Joseph, what kind of God is God? How many believe God never changes? If that's the way he was then, that's the way he is now. He never changes. He knew a God who gave him a dream and a vision of ruling and reigning. It didn't look like it was coming to pass. He went from bad to worse. He went from slave to jailbird. Right? Dungeon dweller. He knew a God who didn't give up on him. He knew a God who brought him from the dungeon to ruling a nation. Just like that. He knew a God who brought the wealth of the sinner into his hands and made him wealthy beyond his dreams. Amen. And brought his vision to pass that God had given him early on. Hallelujah. Right? What kind of God did Moses know? He knew a God who spared his life. He was supposed to be eaten by alligator, crocodiles, you know. He knew a God who saw to it that even though he was slated to be killed and wiped out as an infant, a God who saw to it that from the wealth of the sinner in Egypt, his mama was paid to nurse him. And he was educated with the wealth of Egypt. Right? Trained to be the deliverer God had called him to be. And that was just the beginning of a great deliverance of all God's people out of Egyptian bondage, which involved material financial provision again and again and again and again. I want us to talk about that tonight. That was review for those of you that didn't know. Well, we talked about the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. Let's talk about further the God of Israel. Now, when I say Israel, I'm not just talking about the man. Now, I'm talking about the nation that is called Israel. God's first covenant people that you see chronicled in the Old Testament. If you'd turn back, please, to the book of Genesis. Back to the book of Genesis. What kind of God did they know? God who wanted them to be broke and poor? Or a God of provision? A God of riches? In Genesis, the 15th chapter, are you there? Genesis. I didn't tell you 15 yet, did I? Well, now you know. Genesis 15. You're going to begin to see something tonight, I trust, that I got stirred up about this afternoon. I got stirred up again and even stronger about it. I thank God he's helping us in these services. I'm telling you. Have you seen certain pillars have come out? Yes. Like the blessing. Yes. Right? Does that mean anything to you?
Yes.
Whew. Yeah. The blessing. Obedience. You know, how many times we've seen they went where he told them to go. They stayed and they worked and they didn't let something push them out of where they were supposed to be. Primary keys to God's full prosperity coming on your life.
Yes.
You'll see another one here tonight. The Lord told Abraham, whom he appeared to and whom he established his covenant with. In fact, this is the establishing of the covenant between God and Abraham. He had told him, get out of your father's house, go to a place I'll show you, and I will bless you, and I'll make you a blessing. And he did it. Next chapter after that, it said God had made him very rich in stuff, possessions. But here in this 15th chapter of Genesis, verse 1, Genesis 15:1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your covering, your protection, and your exceeding great reward. Is God a rewarder?
Yes.
Anything in the New Testament about him rewarding us?
Yes.
Remember that? What the Bible say? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We're going to see a lot more about that in connection with prosperity as we go on. There are numerous scriptures about seeking him and prospering. But he's a rewarder. Everybody say rewarder.
Rewarder.
Rewarder. And Abram said, let me paraphrase and summarize here a little bit. He said, well, Lord, you know, thank you, thank you. And of course, he's rich. I mean, by today's standard, he's a multi-billionaire. He said, but I don't have a son of my own flesh and blood to leave this to. As it is right now, one of my employees inherit everything I got. And the Lord told him to go get animals to sacrifice. And he told him what to do with them. Well, this is covenant talk. And then he told him to wait there for him. And he did. And verse 12, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. Horror of great darkness fell upon him. This was a foreshadowing of some of the things that his descendants would go through negatively. Abram, he said to Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And that foretold of the generation after Joseph. The Bible said a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph and began to maltreat the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. And they were in bondage, slaves to the Egyptians, 4 centuries, 400 years. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Does God care about substance? Does He care about stuff? There are many who tell us that God doesn't care about stuff. He only cares about spiritual things. Substance is what? Stuff. Everybody say stuff. Does God want you to have some stuff?
Yes.
Do you require some stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you just cannot do without stuff. Let me read. I got it somewhere here. One translation says, I will bring them out with great possessions. Another one said, I will bring them out with great wealth. Very specific. Now, the Lord told Abram this concerning his descendants when they were doing what? Cutting covenant. Right? The animals were halved and laid out. Blood is spilled. And the Almighty comes down between the halves of the animals in the midst of the blood of the covenant shed, and He tells His covenant partner, there's going to be some bad times for your seed. He said, but, this is covenant talk now, I'll bring them out. How many, when God tells you He's going to do something, you can write it down, you can take it to the bank. He said, and when I bring them out, they will not have empty pockets. This is covenant talk. And God, though many would not believe it or they don't imply it in today's talk, God specifically included lots of stuff in the deliverance promised, in the covenant established.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R514. That's R514, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.